One of the nation's most prized environmental jewels, its coral barrier reef, is also one of its most endangered. It stretches more than 350 miles off Florida's coast from Palm Beach to the Keys. It's a diverse ecosystem and a tourist attraction, and it helps protect the coast from storm surges, providing valuable economic benefits. But development, human activity, and climate change have forced Florida's coral reef into a steep decline. Now, plans underway to ensure its long-term survival. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In Orlando, in a nondescript warehouse behind an auto dealership, there's a place that's been described as a Noah's Ark for coral.
The light should start to be coming out soon.
Justin Zimmerman opens the door to a large space filled with open saltwater tanks, all of them holding coral.
There are 16 300-gallon aquariums, and there's a little bit of noise. That's from the pumps. What you're looking at now, those are actually moonlights, so those are simulating the moon cycle. That's what tells the corals when to spawn.
Corals are tiny marine animals that live in large colonies. As a species, they're ancient. They predate the dinosaurs. 3 years ago, SeaWorld, in partnership with Disney and Florida's Fish and Wildlife Foundation, opened this facility, the Coral Rescue Center. Concerned about the precipitous die-off on the reefs, hundreds of corals from 18 different species were collected in the Florida Keys and brought here for safekeeping. Zimmerman says, with near-perfect conditions, the corals have thrived and even begun to reproduce under their care.
Our staff will come in, they'll watch the corals, we turn the flow off so we can see them better. A lot of the corals, when they spawn, their eggs and sperm are buoyant, so they'll float to the top. We can collect those, let them fertilize, and then we'll settle the baby corals, the larvae, after they develop on little tiles.
The baby corals increase the genetic diversity of species that are facing a myriad of threats to their long-term survival. Andy Bruckner, a researcher with the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, says the most recent threat has been stony coral tissue loss disease.
That probably kills more coral in Florida than any other single event has. It affects these big boulder corals that grow much more slowly and that are more important in terms of building the framework, the structure that all these other corals live on.
There is some hope now that the disease has peaked and may subside, but the damage it's done is substantial, adding to devastation that's left many vibrant, colorful reefs now largely gray and lifeless. Scientists and divers agree Florida's coral reefs have declined dramatically since the 1960s and 70s. Since then, the reefs have lost as much as 95% of their coral cover. Bruckner says there's no single smoking gun responsible for the devastation. There are local stresses, like damage done to reefs by boat anchors or irresponsible divers and fishermen. Regional issues include poor water quality and overfishing.
And the global stressor, the one that's probably the number one factor that's affecting reefs and ultimately could be responsible for their demise if we don't take steps to address this, is climate change.
The warming oceans cause thermal stress, leading to bleaching events and making corals more susceptible to disease. Another concern is ocean acidification from the growing amount of carbon dioxide absorbed from the atmosphere. The sharp decline of Florida's barrier reef, the third largest in the world, and the growing threats to its long-term survival have mobilized a broad coalition of activists, scientists, and government officials. Sarah Fangman is a superintendent of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, which includes nearly all of Florida's reefs.
These are the only reefs like it that we have in the continental United States. We don't have a spare Florida reef system. And so we must do something.
For the past 3 years, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has been spearheading a project to restore several of the best-known coral reefs in the Florida Keys. It's an effort that involves environmental groups, research institutions, and government agencies. Now, Fangman is pushing for the adoption of a new set of regulations to expand protections for the reefs. The measures are critical, she says, but she's a realist. No matter what steps are taken, it won't be possible now to restore the reefs to the way that they used to be.
Those conditions no longer exist. So what we need to do is give our corals a chance in current conditions to thrive and to be resilient.
Scientists say Florida's coral reef system was at its peak 7,000 years ago. But Lauren Toth, a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey, has some potentially good news. As part of a recent study, she looked at what would happen to reefs where restoration efforts are currently underway.
Not only would the reefs switch back to growth, potentially, and not be eroding anymore, but the high-end estimate that we found for how much growth could occur was as high as what we saw 7,000 years ago.
Among those closely involved in restoring coral reefs, there's an almost surprising sense of optimism. In Key Largo, several divers have just returned from a day transplanting elkhorn corals onto an ailing reef. All are volunteers, including Mary Doerr, who describes herself as a marine biology nerd. She says it was great to see the new growth of newly transplanted coral, but the reef is far from healthy.
It definitely doesn't have the richness and diversity of fish, and it doesn't have sort of the complex branching structures and the real depth of character and structure that a healthy reef has.
Since 2007, a group based in the Florida Keys, the Coral Restoration Foundation, has been working to show it's possible to restore declining reefs and bring them back to vitality. The group has pioneered the use of underwater offshore nurseries where it grows coral. When they're large enough, the new corals are transplanted back onto established reefs. So far, more than 200,000 corals have been outplanted. The group's CEO, Scott Winters, says working with other groups, Coral Restoration Foundation developed a construction plan to rebuild the endangered reefs, beginning with one of the best known, Carey's Fort Reef. Winters says there's now more coral on Carey's Fort than any time in the last 15 years.
Almost everything you see at Carey's Fort Reef now is a direct result of our activity to put corals back out there. And more importantly, they're thriving and they are sexually reproducing.
Winter says the goal is to bring back the coral populations to a level where they can once again begin rebuilding the reefs on their own. Scientists hope that if they keep the reefs healthy and thriving, corals will develop the genetic diversity that may help them continue to grow and to adapt to long-term threats, including climate change. Greg Allen, NPR News, Key Largo, Florida.